Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those drum edits that instantly says jungle old school DNB, proper pressure. The idea is simple, but the result can be huge. We're going to layer crisp transients on top of dusty mids, so your drums hit hard on the front edge, while the break texture gives you that gritty, sampled, lived-in feel underneath. If you've ever heard a DNB drop where the drums feel alive, not just programmed, this is a big part of why. The kick and snare give you the punch. The break gives you the soul, and together they create that classic pressure that works in drops, switch-ups, intros, and breakdowns. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, so don't worry if you're new to Ableton Live 12. We'll use stock tools only like Simpler, Drum Rack, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, Utility, Glue Compressor, and a little reverb where needed. Nothing fancy, just solid workflow and a good ear. First, grab a break or drum loop with some character. An immense style break is perfect, or a dusty old breakbeat, or even a simple drum phrase with a strong snare and some mid-range texture. Drag it into an audio track. If Ableton hasn't warped it yet, turn warp on, and for drum material, try beats mode. If the loop feels a little smeared, adjust the transient preservation so the hits stay defined. You want a break that already has movement and swing, because that original groove is often what makes the edit feel human. Now here's the main concept. Split the loop into two jobs. One layer will handle the crisp transients. The other layer will handle the dusty mids, the texture, the room, the grit. Think contrast, not density. If both layers try to do everything, the groove gets messy. If each layer has a clear role, the whole thing gets bigger and clearer. So create two tracks. One can be called crisp transients, and the other dusty mids. On the transient layer, duplicate the loop and either use Simpler in slice mode or manually cut out the strongest kick and snare hits. You're aiming for the front edge, the moments that make the drum hit jump out. On the dusty layer, keep the full loop or chop it more loosely. This layer is your break character, your room tone, your ghost notes, your mid-range chatter. For the transient layer, start shaping it so it snaps without getting harsh. Put EQ8 first. High pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, so this layer doesn't fight your sub. If the snare needs more crack, add a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz. If the sound gets boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. Then add drum bus. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. Add a little transients if you want more click and snap, but don't overdo it. Too much, and the drums start sounding icy and thin. Finish with utility, and if this is mostly kick and snare weight, keep it mono or pull the width all the way in. That keeps your low-end behavior disciplined. Now move to the dusty mid layer. This one should feel like the break is living in a space, not like it was cut out of a plastic sample pack. Start with EQ8 again. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so the low-end stays clear for the kick and bass. If there's too much fizz, low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. If it feels nasal, try a small dip around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it needs more bite and grime, a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here, maybe 2 to 8 dB. Use soft clip if the layer starts poking out too much. The point is to thicken it and age it a bit, not destroy it. If you want motion, add auto filter and automate the cutoff later in the arrangement. You can also use a touch of drum bus for extra dirt, but keep the boom under control. We want dusty mids, not mighty low end. Now listen to both layers together. Loop one or two bars and check the timing. Do the snare hits line up? Does the transient layer still cut through? Does the dusty layer support the groove without blurring it? If the transient layer feels late or early, nudge it by a tiny amount. We're talking a few milliseconds, not a big swing. And if the groove feels too stiff, trust the break's original pocket a little more. That imperfect timing is part of the jungle feel. For darker, tighter rollers, you can tighten things more, but for old-school energy, a little looseness can be the magic. Next, we glue the two layers together on a drum bus. Route both tracks into a drum group or a bus track. On that bus, use glue compressor to make it feel like one record instead of two random samples. Start gentle. A ratio of 2:1 or 4:1 is usually enough. Set the attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient can breathe. Use auto release or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You only want a few dB of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If the drums start sounding smaller, you've probably overcompressed them. Add EQ8 on the bus if needed, maybe a tiny low cut if there's rumble, or a small dip around 300 to 400 Hz if the break is cloudy. Keep it clean. Keep it open. In this style, punch matters more than sheer loudness. Now for the fun part. Add ghost notes and tiny variations. This is where the loop stops feeling like a loop and starts feeling like a performance. In the dusty layer, cut in a few extra ghost hits before or after the snare. Duplicate a tiny slice and shift it slightly. Maybe mute one kick in the second bar and let a hat or snare texture breathe instead. Small changes like this make a huge difference. In DNB, even a 1 or 2 dB change, or a tiny clip nudge, can turn a flat loop into something that feels alive. Keep the main snare consistent, and vary the little in-between notes. That's enough to keep listeners locked in. Then start thinking like an arranger. Your drum edit shouldn't just sit there and loop forever. Automate movement into it. You can close the auto filter on the dusty layer during an intro, then open it on the drop. You can automate a little more saturator drive before a fill. You can ease the bus compressor a bit tighter during the drop, then relax it again. You can even send a tiny bit of reverb from a snare hit for a transition, then pull it back, so the main groove stays dry and punchy. A really useful trick is to start with the dusty layer only in the intro, then bring in the crisp transient layer right before the drop. That reveal hits hard. At this stage, do a mastering style check inside the project. Even though we're not mastering yet, we want to think like finishing engineers. Make sure the master isn't clipping. Keep some headroom. Check the drums in mono with utility. Listen for harshness around 3 to 6 kHz. And most importantly, test the drums against the bass early. A drum edit that sounds huge in solo can still step all over the bass line if it's too wide, too bright, or too crowded in the low mids. In DNB, the drums are powerful, but they still need to leave space for the sub to move. If you want to push this further, there are a few great variations. You can add a third air layer with just hats or tiny break fizz, high-passed heavily and blended quietly for extra motion. You can alternate the snare source every 4 bars so the drop doesn't feel looped. You can push the dusty layer a few milliseconds late for a more tape sample, lazy feel while keeping the transient layer tight. You can even freeze and resample the whole loop, then chop it again. That bounce and rechop method often gives you a more natural glue than endless tweaking. A few quick rules to keep in mind. Don't let both layers do the same job. Don't let the dusty layer steal your low end. Don't overcompress the transient layer. Don't chase loud when you really want hard. In this style, impact comes from contrast, timing, and separation, not from just turning everything up. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 2-bar loop. Duplicate one break onto 2 tracks. Make one track your transient layer with EQ8 and drum bus. Make the other your dusty layer with EQ8 and saturator. High pass the dusty layer, remove excess fizz, and add one ghost note or tiny chop variation. Route both to a group bus and add a light glue compressor. Then loop it for a couple of minutes and improve only one thing at a time. More snap, less mud, better groove, better mono balance. Keep it simple and listen carefully. By the end, you should have a drum loop that feels like a real DNB section, not just sample playback. Clean attack on top, haunted room tone and grit underneath. That's the vibe. That's the pressure. And once you've built one good edit like this, save it, color it, rename it clearly, and reuse it in future tracks. A strong drum edit becomes part of your personal sound. So remember, layer crisp transients with dusty mids, keep each layer focused, glue them gently, and use tiny edits and automation to make the groove evolve. In jungle and old school DNB, the drums are the hook. Make them tight, alive, and ready for the drop.